Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Today I've got for you a pretty tragic story in which a woman's brother sadly dies in her arms, leading her to break up with her husband of 7 years for another man that she's just met. However, there is a lot more to this one than it first seems, and we have an amazing update that comes 8 months after the original post. Without further ado, drop a like on this one if you're excited. Make sure you are subscribed. We're about 9,000 away now from 600,000 subscribers. Let's get into it. My wife, together for 12 years, married for 7, is leaving me for someone she has known 3 months. This was originally posted on July the 29th, 2023. A slight preface. My wife and her brother were very close when young. He got very into alcohol and went to prison for 10 years, then went immediately back to drinking, then died in front of her though. My wife, who is 30, and I, 33, started going to the gym together. We were loving the results of the fitness. It made sex even better, and we couldn't keep our hands off each other. We felt as happy and close as ever. 3 weeks after her brother died, this guy chats her up at the gym, and she immediately clicks with him. Now, I was wary, but I trusted my wife. She's a sweetheart, and I never imagined her having the ability to have an affair. Last weekend, we had one of the most romantic days and evenings that we've had in a while. This week, she decides that she cannot go on without finding out why she developed such a quick connection with this guy. We own a house and 3 pets. Her family and everyone we know are devastated and blown away, but she is dead serious. The woman I knew last week even, has left the building. This is a living nightmare that I just want to wake up from. We did couples counseling 3 times and have one scheduled on Wednesday, but she has completely made up her mind and seems to have rapidly fell out of love with me. My life as I had known it is over. I just needed to get this all off my chest. So a short and sweet start to this one. That was the original post. Let's get into some relevant comments. Some people asked below about how OP is communicating with his in-laws or his wife's parents, how they are dealing with the brother's passing. I'm trying to get some information from that. OP says, I am in daily communication with her parents. We are very close. They are as heartbroken as me and praying that she snaps out of it before irreparable damage is done. Unfortunately, that time is very close, if it has not already passed. And they, to be fair, understand that. OP on if his wife has been diagnosed with any issues that might have affected her in a traumatic event situation. He says she has not. Her dad has bipolar, her grandpa also has bipolar, both allegedly kicked in when 30. Wow, and she now is 30, could potentially be a reason? OP on if there was any sexual activities taking place between his wife and the involved individual from the gym. He says, about a month ago, he went into where she works, the library, and kissed her. Right after that, she snapped out of the fog, realized this is crazy, and told him he needs to keep to himself and that wasn't okay. Things went great for 3 weeks, but then she snapped right back into it. She swears that kiss is the only physical contact they have had though. I am extremely dubious, but who knows? I was her first everything, and she's pretty sexually nervous. Well, she's not open about herself as a sexual being. Right, now here is a great comment from somebody that I think sums up how I'm feeling about this. This person said, this sounds like a trauma response and a self-destructive behavior in response to intense grief. She is intentionally blowing up her life. Please go and see a trauma therapist. It will be helpful for you both dealing with your own situation and for understanding her actions. Unlike everyone else here, I actually empathize with your wife quite a bit. In addition to you, she is going through something that most of us will never ever understand. This is an incredibly complex situation that would do well to be divorced from ego. I completely agree. You know, it's one thing to sit there and say, how come your wife's cheating on you? She's a disgrace. She's having an affair. That's terrible. But there's more context to this. It's more nuanced than that. She's just seen her brother die in front of her. You can't really explain these sort of actions just by saying she shouldn't be doing it. She's gone through immense trauma and is going through immense trauma. She needs help. This commenter continues, many happily married couples who have been together for 40 or 50 years can tell you of a similar period in their relationships. One they stuck through because they knew their partner was acting out of their mind and they put their ego aside and love first. They held space for their partner and tried not to take things personally. Your wife is divorcing you, so obviously this is out of your hands, but I would suggest this situation isn't permanent if you don't want it to be. Now, I'm not excusing cheating. 99% of the time, if your partner cheats on you or leaves you, I would be the first to say, no one is worth that, let them go and good riddance. However, having your beloved sibling die in front of you is the rarest of experiences, one that will absolutely F a person up, and she is acting effed up. And in this rare circumstance, I personally would try to remember that she's going through something I cannot understand, and essentially going through the psychological or life equivalent of self-harming behaviours. Yeah, that's actually a great point. It's not physical, but it is psychological, yeah, what she's doing. My love for my partner would trump my outrage at their transgressions in this one rare circumstance, even if it hurt like heck. Do as you will, but I hope you don't let everyone else cloud your mind with the message that she's just being selfish and doesn't care about your or your relationship. I think this is a person absolutely nosediving in grief and horror. Sometimes life, love, and relationships are far more complex and nuanced than we act like they are. Exactly. What a wonderful comment, and I completely agree with every single word of it. Opie replied to this saying, 2 days later, and this comment is the one that has stuck with me the most. My love for her is still trumping all of the hurt. I thought that she had hurt me too bad to forgive her, but that isn't the case at all. It's not even close. I have an insane amount of love for her and an unlimited supply of empathy for her situation. We had a good heart-to-heart this morning, and we agreed that we're likely going to separate, but not divorce. That our friendship and amicability are our number one priority. We both still love each other very much. We both agreed that we said things we did not mean due to anger and hurt. Things felt very black and white the last few days, and now the nuance and complexity of things are setting in even more. One day at a time, love is no joke, and being a human is messy. So there we go, that is it for the initial post. Again, that was a long time ago now, July 29th, 2023. And the beauty of this one and this subreddit is that 8 months later, we got an update. So we know how this one ends. Did these two get back together? As I hope they did after getting over or at least dealing with or learning how to deal with this terrible trauma. Or did it not work out like that? The only way to know is to get into the update. So let's do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so here we go then. This is it. Posted on April the 1st, 2024. Not on, well, I guess it is on April Fool's Day, but it's not on April Fool. So that's 8 months after the original post. I had a kind Redditor reach out to me over the weekend asking how I was doing regarding the above situation. The original post got a lot of attention, so I figured I would give an update. My wife filed for divorce a month after moving out. During this time, I did the whole online dating thing, which was way worse than I could have ever expected. I kept myself busy working out, building my own confidence, hanging out with friends. In general, it was horrible, but I was trying to keep my head up. I was in therapy. I didn't jive with my first therapist. I found a new one in December who I liked a lot more, and I'm still seeing her. Mid-December, my wife calls me, crying, asking if she can stay in the guest bedroom because she has nowhere to go. I say yes, even though she hurt me so badly, I did still love her. It turns out that things with the guy at the gym turned toxic very fast. I know the word narcissist gets thrown around a lot these days, but this guy though, it's hard to believe these subhuman pieces of trash actually exist. So she stays in the guest bedroom for a week, then goes and stays at her parents for a month. She had a nervous breakdown and was able to get a medical leave of absence from her work. Mid-January comes around and she is back at the house, but still in a very frantic and erratic state, sort of like she was withdrawing off hard drugs. I had no idea about the addictive nature of toxic relationships. It's a psychological clusterfuck. She is clear that she is too effed up in the head to be in a relationship and is going to work on herself. I give her the time and space she requested. She goes all in on learning about the psychology of all this rubbish. Inner child work, how the nervous system reacts and attracts you to toxic people if you grew up in a toxic household, anxious and avoidant attachment styles. There's this book called How to Stay Married, where the wife had an affair, and it turns out the root of the issue was her unresolved childhood trauma. Long story short, the same thing happened here. It hurts, but I can forgive her. She is my best friend, and we're insanely compatible in a lot of ways. She's really been returning to herself the past month. She's the happiest I've seen her in at least a year, and last week we filed the paperwork to dismiss the divorce. We are both in individual counselling and soon to start couples therapy. I'm sure a lot of people will think that I'm making a mistake in reconciling, but I am happy. I do trust her now that she has the knowledge to not let this happen again, and she has the drive to become the best person she can be. Well, there we go. That was the happy ending I was after. Now, people in the comments weren't as positive about this as me. I think that's fair to say. Someone said this: what boundaries did you set? I'm asking because we only have a couple of posts for insight, and from what's there, it strongly implies that she hasn't accepted responsibility nor accountability for what she did to you. Man, she didn't just break your heart. She shattered and then stomped on the pieces. Healthy relationships need trust, respect, and boundaries, and she violated all three in the most humiliating way. Is it possible that you are just fleeing back into a safe space, your marriage, that in reality doesn't exist anymore? It doesn't read like there's anything stopping her from doing this to you again. Good luck, man, but dang, what she did to you was beyond effed up. The only thing worse would be if you were now raising his kid too. Have you been intimate with her since? Have you gotten tested for STDs afterwards? You should. And if you have any kids, please test paternity so that your rights are protected. There we go, probably the opposite end of the spectrum to me. You could say that perhaps I'm being a little bit too positive and there are still major issues that Opie has to work through that this commenter has outlined, which is fair enough. He's a little bit more scathing than I am. Let me know in the comments down below. Are you more in line with this commenter or me? Anyway, this is how Opie responded to that comment. So these are the boundaries. Complete access to her phone anytime. I don't love that. I just think that you could never have that in a healthy relationship. Yes, I kind of understand it from OP's perspective that he wants to, you know, make sure that she's not messaging anyone else or, you know, having an affair. But can you really like have that lack of a level of trust and have a good relationship, a good healthy relationship? I'm not sure. Anyway, he continues. Individual counseling for her and couples counseling for us. That makes sense. Basically, anytime I may have even a hint of suspicion of any sort of nefarious activity, I can investigate, no questions asked. This has not needed to happen because we spend nearly all of our free time together or doing our own stuff around the house. If we aren't spending time together, she's reading self-help or watching self-help on YouTube. We work the same hours, we go to the gym together, we come home. Yes, what she did was beyond screwed up. We're all on the same page with that. She says that what she did is unforgivable, that she's a huge POS, a complete freaking moron, that I deserve better. I want to make things work for the sake of the life we built over 12 years, the beautiful home and land we own together, the vast array of common interests we have together. I want to continue building memories of love and laughter and fun like we did for 12 years. There is a lot that is important to me that can be saved if the work is put in. Her estranged brother dies in front of her while she is holding his hand, and then weeks later, this guy comes into her life and love bombs her while she is still spiraling in grief. It's no excuse for what she did, but it is enough for me to give her at least some iota of grace that she was not in a sane and rational mind when this all went down. And yes, we have been having sex. No, we don't have kids. So there we go. Let me know in the comments down below what you think about this. I've got to give my thoughts, and I think this is good. I completely agree with what OP has just said at the end there. Like, it's a fact. She's gone through the most unimaginable trauma possible. I mean, think about it for a second, and I'm trying to as well. It's impossible, right? You cannot begin to empathize with somebody that has gone through this, unless you have yourself. And I'm very sorry if that's happened to you. But, you know, it's a very, very rare circumstance and thing that's happened, as OP said earlier. And yeah, it's not ideal. Like, your wife of 7 years cheating on you or leaving you. But with this context, as I've said the whole time, I think this is the only potential, you know, scenario in which you can kind of not allow it, but understand it and work back from it. Again, I don't really like the phone access at any time, but if you guys agree on it, that's cool. I also don't know necessarily if it's good to watch like loads and loads of self-help YouTube videos and like read loads of stuff. Maybe it is, but I think it's better to make sure you're getting information from someone that's qualified, like, you know, like your therapist. I think going to therapy is obviously a great idea, but yeah, hopefully these guys just like build that trust up again over years, and then, you know, they see it looking back at their lives and relationship as a whole as just a minor blip in an otherwise extremely happy time together, with the context that sadly your wife's brother died in her arms and she had to deal with that and couldn't, because who could? Just quickly before we end things on the phone thing, someone has said down below, which I agree with, every time I hear of people doing these, cheating partner has agreed that I get to look through their phone anytime I want, no questions asked, full access. I've always felt that if the person actually starts looking at their phone all the time, with or without reason, that would just make things worse, cause more fights, and breed resentment. These people are always so optimistic, but I always imagine it just makes things worse and worse. Now, I agree with that, but I will say that you know, if you aren't going to check a phone much at all, I mean, ideally ever, then that's completely fine. I'm also not entirely sure about spending all your free time together, all your lives together as well. Who knows? I mean, look, you've been together 7 years and it's worked, but I mean, has it? Yes, it has, but yeah. I don't know, like surely you want to have some time on your own eventually and do your own hobbies and see your own friends. And will you be able to trust her when that happens? Who knows? But yeah, genuinely, I would say that I actually wish these guys the best. So good luck, OP, and good luck, cheating wifey. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed this one. Let me know down below your thoughts on this. Obviously, those are just my thoughts. I'm going to be reading through the comments because this is a pretty complex situation, and I feel like a lot of you guys might have very different viewpoints or come up with great arguments as to why perhaps you feel differently to me, or maybe you feel the same. Who knows? Let me know down below. I always love reading your guys' thoughts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.